Okay, we are so glad you're joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We want to connect with you. We want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can always go back and listen to our podcast at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Tonight, we are being joined with our very special guest, Buddy Martin. He is a columnist with southernpigskin.com, and I'm so glad that you bring up Steve Spurrier. I mean, he's a personal friend. You guys go way back. Just kind of give us your assessment of the job he's done at South Carolina, because he's certainly been strong and steady and one of the most consistent teams over the past 3 to 4 years.
Well, Alyssa, I'm sure you're on Twitter, as most of us are, and I'm actually starting this this hashtag because I think it's something we all agree with in the media. Hashtag Steve Spurrier never retire. Once again, at the media days, he was absolutely amazing. He totally dominated the media days. I'd hate to follow him. And when he got up and talked about what he said there about recruiting and Saban and sort of poking fun at the fact that people wanted to give a trophy, the David Crockett trophy in the A&M game, when he said, I'm from Tennessee. It was the Alamo Bowl Award. And they wanted to name it after a South Carolinian. And Steve said, wait a minute, I'm from Tennessee. And I always thought Davy Crockett was the hero of the Alamo. And so he gave us one good line after another. He always seems to just enjoy the media. He enjoys the sparring with people. He's always got something to say. So, yeah, hashtag Steve Spurrier, never retire.
Okay, so, Buddy, what are your expectations? How deep can they go?
I'm not convinced that Spurrier is ready to leap up to the Alabama's level. I like Alabama. I think South Carolina has got an excellent chance of winning the East. And I have to wait to see about Pruitt, the new defensive coordinator at Georgia, who seems to be making a lot of noise. But right now, I got that second place between Florida and Georgia. And I like what is happening in Gainesville. And by the way, I've been very critical of Will Muschamp for the last couple of years. I see a change in Gainesville. I think things are going to be better. Watch for Jeff Driscoll to have a huge year in Florida. I expect him with the new offensive coordinator, Kurt Roper, to really make hay. So watch for him. Otherwise, I don't know what to make of LSU at this point in time with the quarterback situation being changed. So I'm going to go Alabama versus South Carolina for the SEC title.
You know, I have to agree with you, Buddy. I think that when we talk about the Gators in Florida, that they perhaps could be truly the surprise team in the conference. They obviously have a lot of talent defensively, but they've got a lot of players that will be back offensively.
They do, and they have to get their receiving core worked out. They have a running back by committee, which I think is going to be work itself out. And Vernon Hargraves, a cornerback, I think is one of the best players in the league offensively or defensively. But he came down with a bone bruise the other day, and it scared everybody because they cannot afford to lose him. And Dante Fowler, who's obviously got some speed on the edge, two really good players. They've got to sort out their defense, especially on the secondary. But I think Florida's defense under Muschamp is always going to be good. The question is, and Jeremy Foley told me this 3 or 4 weeks ago, we talked, he said, we've got to fix this offensive thing. So Foley gave him Muschamp a mulligan last year. Will it prove to be a good decision or a bad decision? We'll have to wait and see, but right now, early on, I think it might be a good decision to give Muschamp another shot at it.
You know, Buddy, what were your takeaways from the opening day, media press day at camp from Will Muschamp and how he responded to all the adversity from last year and the mindset coming into this season?
Yeah, we talked about what that might bring about. And we said if Muschamp is combative and goes up there and starts making excuses about last year and talking about injuries and really sort of not answering the questions, he's in for a long, long year and maybe a short career at Florida. He did not do that. He totally embraced the whole thing. He said, we're not going to try to blame that on injuries. That's, you know, basically said that that's not the reason we lost as many games as we did last year. And he said, we didn't get the job done. So I said, I told my players, let's just shut up and play. You know, and so he owned everything about it. He even had a sense of humor about things. And then again, at Media Day in Gainesville, about 10 days later, he did the same thing. And I think his attitude, I know that your boys play golf.
Yes.
I know you understand the game of golf.
Yeah.
Here's what I liken it to. When you're standing over a water hazard
mm-hmm.
and you've got a six iron in your hand,
mm-hmm.
you tend to grip that club just a little too tight and quite often it results in a ball in the water. I think Will Muschamp has loosened his grip, which is exactly what he needed to be. I'm not predicting he'll be Auburn of last year, which is probably as good a turnaround as there's been in college football, maybe ever. I do think this football team in Gainesville, though, is one you're going to have to look at and watch out for.
Well, you're right, buddy, because Muschamp has certainly moved on. And it is interesting, you talk about the turnaround with Auburn. We saw that within teams of the SEC. What an incredible turnaround Missouri had. So one of the things I want to talk to you about is when you experience, I mean, you've covered college football for so many years, when you experience that type of adversity, just being the slew of injuries, being decimated at such a high volume, how much did that affect or motivate your team's psyche coming into a new season?
Well, you always want to take adversity and make it a positive motivating force. Coaches look for teaching moments. Last season, Will Muschamp had a teaching season. You know he's going to build off of that. Certainly no reason for the folks in Gainesville to be cocky about anything. It's a program that's been hugely successful. By the way, won more college football games than anybody since 1990. So you know what expected out of you. You know you're embarrassed about what happened to you last year. And as Muschamp said when he took the job on the very first day, his father taught him, he said, and when you have problems in life, it's 10% of the problem and 90% of how you react to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to find out. How will they react to it? And we'll find out when they get to that murderous schedule, starting in Tuscaloosa in a five-game stretch there. In game four, they go five tough games. We're going to find out what these Gators are made out of.
Well, we certainly will. It's going to be a very intense schedule. Talking about Jeff Driscoll last year, breaking his right leg. He's back. He's 100%. I was really impressed from what I saw online, how he's handled himself, his mindset coming into this season. Just quickly, tell us, what is your backup quarterback, or what is Florida's backup quarter situation? Who are they developing in terms of at that position and the depth? Because it was obvious when they did not have that last year.
Yeah, that's going to be a decision that has not yet made. It's between Morningweg and Greer. Greer's the freshman, and they'll be the ones now who are battling out the number two position. They have not made a choice on that, but one of the priorities that Muschamp said he had to do, he's got to find that backup quarterback, and he's got to find him fast. I'm just guessing at this point because I haven't really seen them practice yet because my show is on the afternoon here in North Central Florida. But it sounds like that maybe Greer, that terrific prospect, may not be quite ready for that. And Morningweg, who has played a little bit, may end up getting that role behind Driscoll.
Always a pleasure and honor. And again, buddy, congratulations on the new gig. We look forward to catching up with you, getting your perspective and insight on college football. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Listen, all the best to your boys and your family.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this evening at YSR. You join us online at Twitter. We want to hear from you at eRadioSports, and we will be right back.